Our annual celebration of Tom Lee Month enriches El Paso immensely, and this year it went even further with a very strong collaboration with the local military. With me is Chaplain Colonel Peter A. Baktis. He is the Senior Chaplain, Team Bliss, to talk about that very special partnership this year. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's nice to have you here, and this is a particularly exciting partnership. Tell me, what was your role in the celebration?
Well, last year, my wife and I attended Laura Bush's My El Paso, and it was the first time that I've discovered Tom Lee and his iconic presence here in El Paso and how important that was. And I contacted Adir Margot, and I asked her that I would like to collaborate next year with
her. So you were the one that made the initial connection?
Yes.
Well, good for you. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then we talked about how we could do a collaboration, and we thought that we would be able to do the play reentry.
Yes.
And then also to host a symposium of Tom Lee's art for World War II. Adir invited General Petard to be the guest speaker at this year's Plaza My El Paso, which was excellent. It was an excellent
event.
Oh,
yes. It's not unusual for people to arrive in El Paso, including, of course, our military. And if you come from greener climes, you come here and think, how can this support life? And you don't necessarily see the beauty of it right away. But I have read that when people have heard, for example, Laura Bush, when she spoke about My El Paso, and seeing it through the eyes of Tom Lee and his artwork, and you come to then, bing, see the beauty of this place. So would that describe your experience somewhat?
Oh, I think so. My wife and I love El Paso, and we think that it's not just a beautiful place. It's a very warm, inviting place, and the people of El Paso are just fantastic. And there's
good.
Lots of culture. I mean, you have lots of museums, symphony, orchestra. You know, the Russian ballet comes to do the Nutcracker every year, so there's lots and lots of culture.
Yeah, it's amazing what we drag through the desert to spend time with us, isn't
it's
it?
True. It's true.
And we're getting some neat contacts. In fact, the Frontera Repertory Theater Company that really has some very interesting transplants that came here to El Paso and started this new company, they brought Reentry, this amazing performance, a docudrama by Emily Ackerman and KJ Sanchez to El Paso. And they started out with a performance at, I believe, the 1st Armored Division Chapel?
Correct.
Tell me about those performances. How were they received and what responses did they get?
They were received well. And from my perspective, you know, the worshiping communities have always had a connection with the arts, and it's not an unmatched fit. So it was something that I thought that we were able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it brought a little bit more intensity because it was a military audience and on the military base. Their setting was just so simple that it just really made the whole docudrama even more intense in sitting there and watching it.
Well, I was fortunate enough to see Reentry here at UTEP. It, of course, is based on actual interviews with Marines and their families post-deployment. And it was incredibly powerful to me. Did you overhear or witness any particular responses on the part of some of the troops?
Well, I think it really resounded to people. Mm-hmm. It really spoke to some of the emotions and what my intent was with partnering with the Tom Lee Institute is really to give our soldiers a venue to where they could build holistic lives of mind, body, soul. And I think Reentry was one of those docudramas that really could help somebody integrate themselves back into the society after such a war.
Well, of course, the connection to Tom Lee in this performance is that he was an eyewitness in World War II. He chose to land on Peleliu as a civilian artist, apparently.
Correct.
His sketchbooks were filled with depictions that were anything but glamorous. They were more the reality of war for the first time depicted in art form. And, of course, he worked with Life magazine. So that was a powerful connection as far as...
Oh, it was. And that's where we did our symposium with the Art of War. And we were able to show Tom Lee's work. And what he wanted to do was the real depiction of the human reality of war. And how that actually changes lives and causes innocence to be lost. There's a interesting story of one of his paintings, which for me was very, very, very interesting. Tom Lee painted a chaplain doing ministry in Peleliu, and the painting was produced in Life magazine. However, they named the chaplain wrong.
Oh.
So Tom Lee, and shows his integrity and the integrity of what he wanted to do, he wrote this chaplain, and he told him that, in fact, I know it was you because I was there. And he sent him the pencil drawing from which he rendered the picture from, the painting later. Fast forward, this chaplain has died, and his son, going through his personal effects, found this and found the letter and sent it back to the Tom Lee Institute. So we have it here in El Paso as a real artifact of the reality of Tom Lee's experience, but also for me personally with a chaplain that ministered during that period of time.
Oh, that's a fascinating story, and just there's a beauty in it, despite all the sorrow associated with war. Just so people know that even though Tom Lee Month is over at the end of October, you can still, at the Mills Building Promenade downtown, you can see Tom Lee's The Hills of Mexico, which graced the cover of Larry McMurtry's Comanche Moon. That will be on exhibit through the 31st. And then through November the 30th, there's a fashion collection also at the Mills Building Promenade by Saida Estrada, inspired by Tom Lee paintings and the landscape of the High Chihuahuan Desert. Also at the Mexican Consulate, 910 East San Antonio through October 31st, you can see Tom Lee's El Córdoba en uno de sus pases cumbres, la tarde de diciembre 29 de 1946. It is the centerpiece of an exhibition on Juarez bullfighting. It has Lee's historic drawing of Manolete fighting in the Juarez bull ring. So it's a fascinating exhibition. And of course, Tom Lee's Southwest mural is at the main public library on North Oregon. So there's lots of ways to enjoy Tom Lee year-round in El Paso. And you can also visit tomleeinstitute.org and get ahead of the game for next year's celebration. I want to thank my guest today, Chaplain Colonel Peter A. Baktis, who is Senior Chaplain Team Bliss. And I had no idea that you had started all of this. Thank you so much for doing so.
Well, thank you for having me.